So we have a chiddush gadol in the Gemara. Now, la'acha shalom, do the dinim change? That even though originally Chazal and Masakin the Shema, but it changed. Yachi yachal nami. If it changed, you should never need b'fanai nechtav, even if it's yachal aymar. Gezeira shebi yazadav l'kukulay. Seems there were two separate steps. There was the original takana, and then subsequently there was a gezeira. Gezeira shebi yazadav l'kukulay. Yachi ain yachal nami. If so, if you guys are shebi yazadav l'kukulay, so ain yachal should have the same din. So the Gemara pikeach v'nischarish must lashchicha legazu beirava. So the Gemara is saying in the original takana of Aisnais it would have been even on the must of lashchicha. The Mitzvah speaks this out that in the original takana was a takana kavua. So then even if it's a must of lashchicha, there's no difference. It's a takana, no matter what the circumstances. But once it's a gzeira, shemiyas adav l'kukulai, that changes things. And then we make exceptions for milsa v'loishchich, for ha'isha v'loishchich. If you're going to say a circumstance that's not shchich is different, if the woman herself brings the get, the tanan ha'isha asma v'yagita v'vashat z'yichalayim f'aneinechta. We're going to have this later on Chav Gimel that the isha also. And but the Gemara should like t'cholayik b'shlichus. We made a takana against all shluchim. We don't want to make a chilek. So the Gemara is going back and forth. Certain things are saying shloite chalik, that's the light book. And certain things are saying it's different. Yachid baal nami. And they say light chalik b'shlichus. You want all shlichus to be the same. Baal nami. Alam etanya who asked me she began in tzarach lefani nechtam. And for the Gemara, tamamai amar rabban tzarach lefani nechtam nechtam. Bil masi baal ma'ara pasalei. Hashem minket nakle biyadei v'urei kamara alei. So look at the Gemara. The Gemara goes back and forth. The Gemara says there's certain things which are exceptions, there's certain things which fall under the takana. And the reason when the husband brings, because what's the halchash that the baal bimarer, and since the halchash is the baal bimarer, so we're not worried if the baal brought the get. Now, first of all, this Gemara is nogeat to what we spoke about the first day of the first year of this month when we started the Mishnah. We said b'fanei nechtam is a chashash l'shalay l'shma. And we said it's a machlekes Rashi and Taisus. Taisus learns that what are we chayshish for? That the baal bimar. Taisus said we're not really chayshish, it was written shalay l'shma. We're afraid the baal l'taina was written shalay l'shma, and it's going to be hard to prove. Rashi learned, no, the chashash is be'emes, that maybe it was written shalay l'shma. So Rashi learned the chashash is that the emes was written shalay l'shma has nothing to do with the irabah. Taisus learns that it has to do with the irabah. So this Gemara is a mafurish Gemara like Taisus. Taisus, the Gemara says beferish that the chashash is because of irabah. Why if the baal brings it, we're not chayshish for shalay l'shma? Teretz says because with the emes not chayshish that it was written shalay l'shma. Rashi shita is that's not shchiyach. We're not samas that chayshish was written shalay l'shma. Which is chayshish that the baal will taina it was written shalay l'shma. Once he tainas, we have to answer him. So this gemara is mafurish like Taisus. The truth is Taisus himself is the kasha. Rashi needs a teretz. And if we'll end up, we'll look around. Maybe we'll find somebody who's niyashim Rashi. Because this gemara says beferish the chashash is ira baal. The chashash is not that the emes was written shalay l'shma. So this tekuda. It's shver on Rashi. Okay, we're not mechadish that it's shver. Taisus himself says it's shver. It would be nice if we could find some type of mahalach to answer. Okay, so we'll take a look. Unless he says Rashi's only the habit, you're not the maskana. Okay, so I have to see. It could be that the Rashi said in the habit, you know, that Rabba and Rava are different shittas. Once Rabba's made it to Rava. Rava certainly has to ir Rabal. So it could be that Rabba also goes to after Rabal. It could be. A component, yes.
How did that answer?
Because once the whole pshat Rashi said in Rabba is not true Lamaskana. Because in Lamaskana Rabba's made it to Rava, we're afraid the Baal be Ma'ar. So then we'll translate Rabba that he's afraid the Baal be Ma'ar is Ziyuf. and the Baal Bimah are Shalai Lishma. This which Rashi said we're afraid the emes is Shalai Lishma is not Shalai Maskan, it's maybe only the habit. Akoponim, we have to come now to the Ran that I pointed out yesterday. There's a Shaila, you say this to Kishaila in the Takona B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechta. Shaila is, in what manner Chazal made the Takona? Is it what the Rishonim call a takana stamis? It's a takana stamis. Chazal said, "Chutz la'aretz, you need b'fanei nechta b'eretz, you don't." We have reasons. It's rather kim lishma, but it's like the key. Whatever reasons we have, we have. But once we make the takana, that remains the takana. Like talk, that remains the takana. Or is it a takana which is dependent on the reason? The original takana, the Mishnah says, was Eretz Yisrael is one way, Chutz La'aretz is another way. However, Lamaisa, it could change. Lamaisa, it could change. And if today the circumstances will change, so then it will change. First way is that the takana stami, once they made the takana, it remains that way. Like Chazar Sashas. Takana, it remains that way. Today, no one's the answer to Chazar Sashanas. But we make it. It's a takana stamis. That means it's a set takana that remains that way. Or is it a takana that depends on the tam? And when the tam doesn't apply, it doesn't. So the Ran is shamed the Ramban. I'm sure that it's a mistake. It says Ramban. In the Ran, it's a Tosafos. It should say Ramban. The Ran, the Shema Ramban says, Bizman Azeh, in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, I don't know today. Have to be done in Israel today. But the Ramban came to Yerushalayim, there were 10 Yidden. They had to struggle to find Minyan. The Ramban writes, Bizman Azen, Eretz Yisrael is Loibiki and Belashma, and you need Befanei Nechta, Befanei Nechta. That's what the Ramban writes, and it's Loikavi Batedini, so you need Al-Ziyuf. The Ramban says that Bizman Enu, Eretz Yisrael, needs b'fanei nechta. The Ran Shita is, it's wrong. Because of, well, he says because of Kiyam. He says because of Kiyam, because we pass on a grava, according to most places. So he says, like we bought the dini, that for Kiyam, there is Yisrael is kachutz la'aretz. The Ran learns, his master, that the Ramban holds, that this is a takana that's dependent on the reason. And it changes kafi the reason. And the Ran brings three rayas to this yisayit, that it could change based on the reason. One raya is from the Gemara in Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara in Dalet Amud Beis said, regarding Eretz Yisrael, that tinuch bizman shebeis hamikdash kayem, so it's shvichi other regalim, so it's efshel kaima. But bizman shayin beis habigdash kayim mayi kolomeh. So Gemara says it depends on the reason. It should change if it's not shayin beis habigdash kayim. The Gemara answered kivi bateidini. Yeah, bateidinim, there's no problem. So tinuch bizman dekni bateidinim, bizman deloy kivi bateidinim, which is the Ramban's time. So to Ramban, we see from the Gemara Dalet Amud Beis that everything depends on the reason. If the reason doesn't apply, the takana doesn't. As I state, that's raya number one for Dalet Amud Beis. Raya number two, we're going to have a Gemara Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that Bavel, despite Bavel being part of Chutz La'aretz, the Bavel Ke'eretz Yisrael Megiddin. The Bavel has a din like Eretz Yisrael. Miki Osi Rav LaBavel. Rav came to Bavel. It was Kavei Yeshivas in Bavel. And became a place that was Shvichi, people coming back and forth. So Bavel Ke'eretz Yisrael. So Bavel doesn't need now. Why is this a better Raya? Why is this a better Raya? What? It's a right that the Metzius changes based on the reason, because it's a reason, even Makula. Because here we're saying, Babel Keretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael will make, you don't need B'fanei Nechtam. Babel Keretz Yisrael, that even Makula. We say, if the Metzius changes, then the halacha changes. Waffle carrots is strong.
Wasn't the raya before also the
chumra? The raya before was the chumra. Then in Eretz Yisrael, where you do need b'fanei nechtav, where you don't need b'fanei nechtav, when it's lashchichi bateidini, then you do need b'fanei nechtav. So that's a chumra in that we require b'fanei nechtav. So that's a change, the chumra. This is a change. Those are two rayas and two gemaras. The third he brings is from Rabbeinu Tam, the bottom tesis on Vav and Aleph. Rabbeinu Tam writes that Bismanoi, that people are 90, that people moved very frequently from city to city. I'm sure the Metzius is that way today. But Rabbeinu Tam writes, it's in the bottom of the one line Taisus, Harshba Bismanazeh, Tsarchloima Becholmok in the Forein Echtav, that in Bismanazeh, in Bavel, you do have to say, because it's 90, people move a lot, and there's a dinner b'nei mechuzza, whatever the Gemara is talking about. But again, Rabbeinu Tam says that the Gemara says one thing, and the halacha changes. Rabbeinu Tam is talking l'chumra. The halacha changes. So Tehran, we have three Makairis. For this you say that the Takana, even though it was made originally, it changes kefi hamatziv. That's the Shita Saram b'shem Ramban. Those of you who look into Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber and Simon Kufman Beis of Zion says that Nirali Bizman Azeh, Eretz Yisrael is Kechutz Laretz. That Bizman Azeh, Eretz Yisrael had needs B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. Even though at the time of the Beis Yosef it was better than the Ramban, there were more Yidden there, but it wasn't Kvi Batidini. And he says that you need B'fanei Nechtam, so Shulchan Aruch is passing with the Ramban. The Rambam and the Rif are soisim like the Gemara. Both the Rambam and the Rif, they just bring the Gemara. Now the Rif, it is his derech to stick in if it changes his manazah. He doesn't stick anything in. The Rambam kolshke, the Rambam certainly doesn't bring those Gemaras that are not naig his manazah. The Rambam is soisim that. Like everything it says in the Gemara, he writes, "Why did Kabbalah say Eretz Yisrael?" He says, "Look in Hilchus Trumas, and whatever is Eretz Yisrael in Hilchus Trumas, is Eretz Yisrael in Hilchus Gittin." Now you all understand that Hilchus Trumas doesn't change with the flow of people. The Rambam says that whatever is Hilchus Trumas is here. The Rambam sheet it appears, and Reb Nachum says this that Eretz that it's a takana kavua. What we call a takana stamis, it's a takana kavua, and memela, it doesn't matter, Eretz Yisrael change, it doesn't matter. If there's no takana before the death of an Eretz Yisrael. Now, it might be a good idea, if I would live in Eretz Yisrael, and I would be a woman who's getting a get, I would try to get the shliach to say before the death of. It's only for my benefit. But if the shliach can't say it, we didn't say it, the shitas Rambam, Mestimas Rambam, I can't say Rambam says it, but Mestimas Rambam, it's mashma, that all of the dinim blide to din of the Gemara. It's like many takanas and shas, it's a takana stamis, and it remains. Generally, right Gezeres Chazal were made stami. That they didn't want people saying, well, to me it doesn't apply. You know, I'm a famous person, everyone knows my signature. Chazal didn't want people doing that. Generally, takanas were made with a light plug. You have a cloud that's tzarech minyan achala atirai. Chazal say, they're bezin made a takana, tzarech minyan achala atirai. Bezin let bezin vote again. If they want to be moderate, you need a bezin shagadlimi men of chachma dominion. You need a bezin that's at least equal to them, and they can be mevatel. But we don't want everybody in his house. You know how people are. They sit around. You make takonis. You know, they tried to make takonis a few years ago. So everyone said, "By me, it's different. By me, it's different." So takonis both. Most takonis will make stuff. The Rambam holds that it's a takonis stuff. Grad, it's very geschmack. I looked at the Gemara of Avul Keretz Yisrael, and I looked at the Amish, but I see the Rambam brings Avul Keretz Yisrael, and the Shulchan Aruch does not bring it. Why? Because today, Babel's not like Eretz Yisrael, no yeshiva is Babel, even in the time of the Beis Yosef. There weren't yeshivas anymore in Babel, right? Babel, 2,000 years ago, Rav came to Babel, he made yeshivas. But it was Babel. So it's very geschmack. The Rambam l'shitosoi, he holds the takonis of the Gemara, takonis stomis, that takonis kavua. So Babel carries Israel, that's the way it remains. So he brings the lalacha. He doesn't make any kind, just Babel carries Israel, it's a Gemara. The Rambam reads the Ladina. Babel carries Israel, that's the takon. The Shulchan Aruch, l'shitosoi, goes with shitas Aran b'shem Ramban. So the Shulchan Aruch said the Takana could change. This man was mad. Hey, Yoyis, that the Takana could change. So today we're going to say Babel Keretz Yisrael. There's no Babel Keretz Yisrael. This man. So it's the Lishitasam is a Klar Lishitasam, and it seems this is the Machlokes. What's the Machlokes Talian? Why is the Machlokes Talian? So, I mean, how do you decide? You learn Gemara, you learn Shulchan Aruch, you see a Takana. Is it a Takana Stavis? Is that a Takana Stavis? How does a person decide such a thing? So there's a Klal Gadol of the Mati Yainis and Yainis and Aichitz, which we have had numerous times over the years in different Masechtas. And it seems to be a Takana, a Klal, which is... fits in many places in Shas. This is the Chedusher Reb Ruvein, the Shtuka from Reb Ruvein, who says this. So it's exactly what the Matthew Anderson said. And we have Xubis, Iran, that seem to say exactly the same klal. So it's a Rishon, from the Rishonim to the Achronim. I just said recently in Reb Moshe's Chedushim on Hilchos Ribbis, he says the same klal. What's the klal? The klal, I'll tell you the klal, and I'll explain. We talked about the Yainus. But Chazal's original Takana had no exceptions. No exceptions based on the reason. Had no exceptions. That means it was made with a light plug. When the original Takana was made with exceptions for situations where the reason doesn't apply, if that was the original Takana, it was made originally with exceptions where the reason doesn't apply. So then L'dayrais, Chazal L'kiveya, that this takana is totally in the reason. Okay, I'll give you a marshal, you'll understand right away. The Mati Yenison is going on the case of Giloy. Chazal made a takana that if water is left open, not dafka overnight, water or wine is left open for a few minutes, so no one's in the room, that you have to spill it out. It's called Giloy. Uncovered water. Chazal was geyser because of Nechashim. Because snakes may come and drink from the water and leave that poison there. So Chazal made a takana, the mea sakana, that you're not allowed to drink water that's left up. So Shaitan in the Shulchan Aruch, that Bismana is there, we live in cities that don't have snakes. Someone lives in a place that has to kind of fall apart. But Bismana is there, we live in cities that's not shliach snakes, beinenu. So Bismana is there, we're all noyik, drinks are left open, we're not makbid. So we were drinking. Aye, Zakhtar Bianis Naifshitz, a takana, Chazal made, Sarach Minyan Achalatira, it can just be Mevakul Takanas. He says no. But here, already in this Mana Gemara, there were exceptions. What's the exception? It says that if water is left open, you're not drinking. But if you leave, if you make put a hook into the ceiling, and you hang a basket from the hook, and you put water or wine into the basket that's left open, then you're allowed to drink it. Even if it's shchichi the chashim. Why? Because the snakes can't get to it. Something that's hanging from the ceiling, the snakes can't get to. So originally, in the original takana, in a place where it's shchichi the chashim, if you have such a situation where the chashim can't get to it, so that was an exception. So since in the original Takana they said there are exceptions based on the reason, so who had din? This man Azeh, where it's not Shriach the Choshev Beinenu, so even if you leave it on the table, it's not Shriach the Choshev. So Memela, the Takana is Bat. Masha Enkein, other Takanas, that they made with a light plug. So it doesn't matter if the reason is Bat. Takanas that were made with a light plug, Ruba to Ruba, the Takanas of Chazal. Chazal HaShatz we make, the Rambam writes in a tshuva, Now we have Chazar Sashat, even though the reason doesn't apply, because like Vlog, Kaftik Tel Chazar. So on the Maisa, it remains. There was no Takana that where there are no Amarats, you don't have to make. It's true, if you're in a rush, you could skip Chazar Sashat, but that's not based on the reason. The Chazar Sashat is required, even Bisman Azeh, because it's a like Vlog. So this is the Klal. Like I said, we have many reasons. The Ran's case was the fact that Chazal made a takana b'sul anisis l'rvi. Chazal made a takana that you get married on Wednesdays. We had a beginning of Tzubis. Today, we don't get married on Wednesdays. In Dafka, we get married on Wednesdays also. I love Dafka on Wednesdays. Why? Because we do, their whole kashash was when you did Kedushin and the Suin a year later, in case she's Mizana in between. We do Kedushin and the Suin Ba'adadi. It's impossible that there was any Maisus Nus in between. So we do Kedushin under the Chuppah. So the reason doesn't apply, but the man, so the Takan is Ba. Aye, why don't we say Loi Plug? So the man says, because Chazal, the original Takana, had an exception. Originally, that takana was to get married Wednesday night with bati dini makavu on Thursday, but with kvi b'chol yayin they left an exception based on the reason. Since they left the reason, so an exception for the reason, we can make more exceptions. This is the klal. So I think most of you knew this klal before I just spoke it out. Whoever was not here in the first question. What about the Fanei Nechtav? Are there exceptions? Were there exceptions? Now tell me, Eretz Yisrael Chutzlar, that was the Takan. Were there exceptions to the requirement of a Fanei Nechtav? If the Baal himself brings it. If the Baal himself brings it, that would seem to be an exception. If the Baal himself brings it, maybe that's an exception. There, what? Israel. But that was the original Takana. Yeah. Just like Chazar Sashat, they made a Takana from Mitzvah and a Takana from Marit. But the question is if it changes, what? Bavo. That's Takana Ran's Raya. That Bavo goes to Israel, maybe that's the Raya. So the question was Bavo originally excluded? The Lashon HaGemara, Michiasa Rav of Bavo, Takamashran. And it was a shiva. What? Suya Beitrei. I'm not sure that's an exception. Well, that's not the case. No dam yichidus, you only chazar shat. But that's not the case. What? Which case? We have kechin sarish in any yachaloymer. Any yachaloymer. What you mean is lach shalom do. Any yachaloymer lach shalom. It seems to be a good exception. It seems we have a number of exceptions.
The Baal is on the person because the whole deal is made for the Shliach. Because the Baal is not a Shliach himself.
Or maybe the Baal is not an exception because he's not a Shliach.
Right.
The whole deal is not an exception.
I tell you what Rabnachum says. Rabnachum says something very grand. Rabnachum says he doesn't bring this whole pilpul, just a straight, he brings the Machlekes Rishayim, the Rambam and the Ramban. And he says that it depends on the din of muvlais and smuchais. We said that like the first Tana of our Mishnah, if you have a city in Chutz Laaretz, that's smuchais Laaretz Yisrael, umuvlais in the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael, says the din of Eretz Yisrael. Why? It's Chutz Laaretz. Chazal says Chutz Laaretz. So we see that there were exceptions initially. The parts of Chutz Laaretz that are close enough that you can come to Kiyum, so those are exceptions. Rabbi Lazin disagreed. I pointed out to you on Daft Aleph Amud Aleph. Rabbi Lazin disagreed. Rabbi Lazin said, "Shalai tichalek." What was the lashon? Shetichalek b'medina siyam. Rabbi Lazin said, "Shalai tichalek b'medina siyam." What's tight? Shalai tichalek b'medina siyam. Tight shalai tichalek b'medina siyam is like plug. I'm writing it to you. Smuchais, the reason doesn't apply. But like to chalik with Dina Siyam. Rabbi Lazar is saying, like to chalik with Dina Siyam. If you, l'chayra, they're arguing, if there are exceptions based on the reason. The Tanakama And Rav Gamliel holds their exceptions based on the reason. Slufis Mublois are exceptions. Rav Lozol is not that way. It would seem that the Rambam passes like Rav Lozol. The Rambam does not bring a word about Mublois. Doesn't worry about Smuchas. You know what the Rambam says? Kavulei Eretz Yisrael. Look in Hilchos Trumas. Whatever it says in Hilchos Trumas applies here. So Rav Nachman makes the deal, because Shulchan is Pashut, that the Rambam doesn't agree that Muvlois and Smuchas are exceptions. He says it depends on the Kavul. There's a barrier. By Trumas, if you're one step out of Eretz Yisrael, you're Pashut from Trumas. It's a double Pashut. It's not totally in anything. And the Rambam says Hilchos Gittin kills his Trumas. The place the Rambam is paskening that Shulay Techolik Beretz Yisrael Seyam. We don't make Chalukim. So the Rambam is paskening that the original Takana, at least as far as Mevlois and Smuchas is concerned, was made without exception. And the Ramban is paskening like the Pashtos, who would paskening at the Tanakama against Rav Elazar. And we would paskening Mevlois and Smuchas are different, as Tali Zeb is there. It fits very beautifully with the Mati Yainison. That, like the Mati Yainison, it fits well that wit was a light plug, which is Rav Elazar Shita. So it's a light plug, and it doesn't change his man as Eretz Yisrael remains Eretz Yisrael. And Babel remains Babel. And the Tanakama, if you pass the Tanakama, so it goes up the rules of the Tanakama. It's very, very geschmack how everything fits. The Ragachov in the Toughness Paneach, the Rambam says this. He says, the Rambam paskin shaloi techolik. Ragachov writes everything short. But the Rambam paskin like Dafdalid, shaloi techolik. Which means that the Rambam paskin is a light plug. And the Ramban, those who go Bishitasai, paskin like the Tanakama. So Mamela, it's very Gishmak. Now, a few Likudis here that need has, but first of all, I'm just confused. L'mahaloch l'maisa, what'll be Bizman Hazeh? Bizman Hazeh, if you go with the Shitas Haran v'Haramban, it would seem, we pass like Rava, right? You need to Shazir. Bizman Hazeh, the world became very small. I mean, la'imitzuyim l'kaimai, Bizman Hazeh. It would seem, I don't know any place to say, but it would seem that Bizman Hazeh, you would never need a funai nechtav. Because wherever you are, maybe even in the jungles of Africa, you need a funai nechtav. But if you're anywhere in America and in Europe, it's Israel. Israel Sikha doesn't need the, but Mustam doesn't need Bizman Hazeh. But it would seem Bizman Hazeh, everything is Mitzuyim l'kaimai. Mamish the opposite of Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says Bizman Hazeh, everybody needs Mitzuyim l'kaimai. Even Bavel, even Eretz Yisrael, because the Bizman HaMechaber, it was not Mitzuyim L'Kaimai anywhere, not in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz L'Aretz. And Bizman Einu, one could argue that it should be Takeret. So what? Even Hebrew signatures, all right? Let's say they're Hebrew signatures. It's a kosher get. We learned writing Hebrew signatures. Right, so we could argue about the Mitzuyim, but I'm saying in the Din, if the Mitzuyim is the way I'm saying, there's Mitzuyim L'Kaimai, you can find people. Well, in that city, it's considered Mitzuyim L'Kaimai. So today, is there any difference if you're in that city and not in that city? No. Is there any chiluk? You know, we once had a maisa with a couple that was engaged, Balei Tshuva, and they were looking through old pictures, and they found a tombstone of the Zayda, or the great Zayda of the Chasm, and it had pictures of Kainan's hands on it, which would mean he can't marry her because she was a Sheret in Zayda. So they came to Ezra Palm what to do. So this was in somewhere in Pennsylvania. So calls were made. They called to Scranton, to the yeshiva, and had guys go out to the cemetery and look for the grave. You know, take a picture. And the kachavim, and the city was a kain. So it's a small world. You know, you took 100 years ago, 500 years ago, you say that somewhere a couple hundred miles away, there's somewhere there's a tombstone. So where are you going to find it? As man has said, the world is small. Right, this is one that could. What about the Ran's Rayas? The Ran brought Rayas to the Shitasai. The Ran brought three Rayas. And the third Raya was a Rabbeinu Tam, so it's not a Raya Lahala, it's not a Kasha on the Rambam, because Rabbeinu Tam, the Rambam does not agree with.
But the first two rayas, what are we going to do with them? The L'chayrish Taka rayas. Gemara on Dalan Amid Bey said, Tinnach Bezman Beis Hamikdash, Zashayim Beis Hamikdash Nah. Why did the Gemara say? Why look? So what are we going to answer, L'chayra? L'chayra say much better. Who said the Gemara is going to the Rabbi Laza? We want Rabbi and Rabbi to fit with the Tanakama too. The Rambam is Maida that the Machlokes Tanoim. The Rambam just passing like Rabbi Laza, like the Chalak. But you can't, now you can't ask a kasha from Dalar of the days. Shem Nachum says, so you can't ask a kasha from Sugyas, because those Sugyas could be going like the Tanakama. It's not even a daichik, because Rabbi and Rabbi want to fit. Rabbi and Rabbi don't want to say, I only fit like Rabbi Laza. They want to fit like everyone in the mission. So Mimela, it's a very gishmak that you really can't ask from the Sugya Sagamara, because who says the Sugya Sagamara is gone lahalacha? At least on Dalar with Beis. So the same thing in Hey Amid Aleph. You say Acha Shalomdu is different. Could be also not going to Rebbe Laza. Could be. The Sugya Bavel Keretz Yisrael is a little harder. We don't want to say the Sugya Bavel Keretz Yisrael is not going to Rebbe Laza, because Rav and Shmuel are arguing there. So Rav and Shmuel are both not passing Rebbe Laza.
They
made a new kula. Bavel Keretz Yisrael is a kula. So we're going to wait till we get to Bava Med Aleph, because the Ragachava answers it. The way he answers it, we need a little bit of Hesper. So we'll wait to Bava Med Aleph. We'll have an excuse to remember this Machlaikis and try to figure it out. But we learned today was the Sidus of really the Machlaikis before enough on enough. Now, two things. First of all, I explained this the way it says in the Ragachava. Rav Nachum, for a reason I don't understand, goes into, I said it's a machlokes Rebbe Laza in the first two Tanoim. If you turn to Beis Amid Aleph, just look at the Mishnah again. If you have the Chachamim, and Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Eliezer, and then the Chachamim again, and then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, it's Rabbi Yehuda Aimer. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Merechim Lemizrach, Merechim Kemizrach. Ashkel Adarim, Ashkel Kedarim. Akel Tam, Akel Tam. When I learned this Mishnah with you, when I learned this Mishnah, when you learned the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda is not arguing with any of the first Tanaim. He's telling us the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. That's the simple way to learn the Mishnah. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis writes Halachos Rav Yehuda. So Rav Nachum learns that Rav Yehuda is arguing with everyone before. Everyone before makes exceptions, Muvlois, Muvchais, and Rav Yehuda is arguing. And Halachos Rav Yehuda. Why he needs to hang his hand on Rabbi Yehuda when you could do like the Ragachov and hang your hand on Rabbi Eliezer, I don't know. I don't know why the Rabbi Nachum has to do that. It's really the same shtickle tyrant. Just if you look at Rabbi Nachum, you'll see that he doesn't say it the way I said it. He says he hangs on Rabbi Yehuda. Ragachov hangs on Rabbi Eliezer, which seems to be much more clear. The Radvah, the Pesachei Tshuva, Sivkot and Dalit, those of you who looked at it, brings a Maaseh Shehoyah from the Radvaz. He said he had a case where a person brought a get from Medina Sayyam, and granted it was the Seifer who was the Shliach, and he brought with him, he was the only Shliach, he brought with him the two Edim who signed the Shtar, the get. They came and they were Edim Mesira too. So that it was kamat as if it wasn't from Chutz La'aretz. You know, the cipher, he could have come with the two Edim and written him in Eretz Yisrael too, in the city in Chutz La'aretz where he was also. But Ma'aseh Shehoyah Kachaya, he wrote it in his city in Chutz La'aretz, and he traveled to a different city, including a different Medina in Chutz La'aretz, and there he gave over the gift. And he neglected to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, and now the shaila was, is it a good get? Is it not a good get? Could she get married? So, Mustam, he wasn't here anymore. Whatever the Metzias Adover was. So he says, svara-wise, what do you need b'fanei nechta? We're talking now of Kiyum Shtaris, not Lishma, right? We passed not Kiyum Shtaris. What do you mean of Kiyum Shtaris? The two of them were there. You're going to be Mekayim, the signatures? They're standing there.
But they're Eidim Asira too. They come out to Eidim on their own signature. So Zok the Radvaz, and his Lashon is that he paskin that you don't need Bifanei Nechtav, it's good. He says, Ein Loimar, that's Hazal Kvar Tiknu. The Ein Loimar Levachal Tekanosam. Da Loi Hoysa Tekanostamis. That's his Lashon. Toha Loi Hoysa Tekanostamis. Says it's not a Tekana Stami, it's a Tekana which depends on the reason. And an hechad tipsa, we don't have the reason. You don't, it doesn't apply. So Radvaz, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Ran and the Ramban, and not like the Rambam and the Rif. So this is a very klar Machlokes Rishayim. The only thing that would make a person uneasy about everything I told you today is really everything is very klar. It's beautiful how it fits, the Ragachava with Rav Nachum, with our old Matiyainis, and I say our old, those who were here previous years, we've gone through this many times, and it seems to fit. You know, if I would have the presence of mind, I would take a piece of paper, and every time we have it, make myself a long list of all the things that answers someday. But right now, it fits nicely. There's only one thing that bothers me about this whole thing. We have a big klal in the way the Mechaber paskens l'halacha. Right? The Mechaber Amo argue many times, many places. What's the Mechaber Shita? How does the Mechaber pasken? The Beis Yosef writes, his klal of Pesach Halacha. There are three G'dayle HaPesach. The Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh. And if two out of three pasken one way, the Mechaber passes that way. That's the klal. If two out of three passkin one way, he passkins that way. The Beis Yosef held that those Svarim that were written as a Pirish on the Gemara don't have a din of Halacha Svarim. And therefore, he held that we don't passkin from Rashi, we don't passkin from Taisis, not from the Ramban, the Ritzvah, the Rajba. We don't passkin from these Svarim. We passkin from the Ramban, the Rif, and the Rashi, Wallahala, Sifrei Halacha. And two out of three, we passkin like Kol Shekein, all three. Here, the way we just finished, the Rambam and the Rif are hold that it's a Takana Stamis. And the Rosh appears to hold the same way. He's also Saisa. So here you have all three, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rosh, all saying the same thing. And the Mechaber says, Nirali, it's funny because he usually doesn't write a Lashon Nirali, but he writes, Nirali, Bisman Azeh, Eretz Yisrael, Kuchutz Laretz, which is like the Ran, Shinder Ramban. And I don't know, it's a little, it makes us a little uneasy. There seems to be something wrong with the whole Shtukot Torah. Unless we could find, it would be nice if we found a rift that says like the Ramban, it would be good. Everything could remain. But the Vaila, that we have the rift and the Ramban, somehow doesn't fit with the Klalim. Especially the Ran says, B'Shem HaRambam. In the Ran, it says B'Shem HaRambam. It's printed in our Ran, B'Shem HaRambam. But what should I do? I didn't see anybody who writes it to toss at first, but it appears to be a toss at first. Because the Rambam is not Saisim. And when the Grok rings the Maramokim, he says Ram B'Shem Rambam. So, all the Torah, the whole Stikul Torah is Emes Lamitai, just with the names that are Rishayim, we left a little bit with something hanging. Okay. Maybe it's an exception. There's a cloud that when a Rishi says something, it's stronger than when you medayik it from what he didn't say. Even though we have a rule, we medayik from the Rambam, when he leaves out, we pass on halachas from Hashmatas a Rambam. But it doesn't have the same taikis as something he said, so maybe that's why. Okay, Mr. Hashem, next week we're going to start the Bayimine Shmon Rafana. So.